Hey, welcome to Listen, Bitch. Brandon Lynette sitting here in a messy bun and a dirty ass sweatshirt I've been wearing for 2 days. No makeup, just a hot fucking mess. And telling myself I'd feel better if I just went and did my makeup. But that's another excuse for procrastination. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just sitting down and recording the shit. I'm excited today because this is a listener request, today's topic. I like to float in affirmations in between episodes, but I mean, again, let's go with done is the new perfect. And I wanted to pump this episode out for my beautiful friend Shantae, actually. So hello, love. Thank you for listening. And I know she is because she's a rock star. She wanted to talk about manifesting and grounding yourself. And this is fun for me because here's the thing. The law of attraction is working whether you believe in it or not. Okay. So your thoughts are creating your reality. I know, mind blowing, right? What the fuck does that mean? That means if you are constantly in a state of fear or worry or anxiety or stress, constant, I'm saying this is your life. Okay. I'm not talking about you're in a situation, you just got in a car wreck and you're freaking the fuck out, your heart rate's elevated. I'm talking like you live in a state of just anxiety. And bitch, I know about this because that was my life. That was my life, until I found a way to ground myself and to just manipulate the law of attraction and manifestation and all the things. And I take responsibility, and this is what I'm going to encourage you to do, is to take responsibility for where you are and what you're creating. Okay. So if you're listening to me now and you're like, Brandon, I'm not creating this. I am not doing this to myself. I didn't go out and stab my tires and make them go flat. I did not cause a car to run a stop sign and hit me. I did not blah, blah, blah. The list goes on, right? This is you not taking responsibility because in some small way, you did create this. You did create this. I wrecked my car last winter and I knew it was going to happen. I was stressed out. I was upset with my kid and I wasn't talking to her. We were going to visit colleges for her to start school with. And just I didn't feel good. And I knew I was driving reckless. I was speeding and like I knew it was going to fucking happen. And it did. I slid on some ice around a corner, knocked off my side mirror. And I mean, we were okay, but I knew I did it to myself. And I couldn't be mad at anyone. I couldn't get pissed off. I just was like, all right. God said slow down. I didn't do it. I didn't listen to the whisper of like chill the fuck out right now. It's just life. Like we're okay, right? I was overthinking everything in a state of anxiety and worry and frustration and, you know, trying to prove someone wrong, basically. I just didn't listen. And so this is the thing. If you're not on your knees, God's going to bring you to your knees. That's the law of the universe, meaning you need to walk in awareness and responsibility and, you know, ownership, owning your fucking thoughts. Are you a miserable ass person who is complaining every day, griping, bitching, just pissed off, irritable, mad, cranky? You don't feel good. Your body hurts. Your brain hurts. Your heart hurts. Your stomach hurts. Like you're just fucking miserable. These are thoughts you're creating. You have to train your brain. And this is an actual science. You can train your brain to train your thoughts to change. And these changes start to transform your body physically, emotionally, spiritually, all the fucking things. So the law of attraction, manifesting, it's working for you. And my biggest tip is to stop chasing shit. Stop chasing it. This is part of like taking advantage of the masculine and feminine energy in the world. Masculine energy is like hustle, chase, go for it, grind. And the grind is important, trust me. The work is something you should take pleasure in that you enjoy doing. And these are the things like when I'm coaching a client on what their next step is. What the fuck do you love doing? What can you wake up every day and love doing no matter what comes, right? So I'm not doing this because I'm chasing paper. I'm doing this because I actually love this. And I actually love knowing that you are listening to this at this moment and it is going to make an impact in your day. Something is going to switch in your brain and you're going to be like, holy shit. What if I am that powerful to take responsibility for where the fuck I am and to change the way I'm thinking about any given situation? What if I am just walking around like a miserable ass person and I keep attracting miserable ass things? Like things just keep happening, right? It's funny because when I talk to people, average people, I'm not talking like the powerful people I try to surround myself with. I'm talking just an average person who has not taken responsibility for their life. They're very comfortable in the mundane. They're not trying to rock the boat or to stand out or to make a difference. They're just like going to work, they're paying their bills, and someday they're going to die. And who knows what happens after that for them. They're not happy. And I talked to them about that and they're like, oh, so I just have to think that I want a brand new boat and it's going to show up in my yard. You know, I just have to think that I'm going to get a raise and make a lot of money and all the things. Like we don't get to test the law of the universe, because anytime you're like, all right, I'm going to go around pretending I'm going to have happy thoughts all day today, right? You're going to have happy thoughts all day today, but you get a flat tire and your thoughts automatically go to mad, angry. See, I told you it doesn't work. See, I told you the law of attraction isn't real. I had happy thoughts. I wanted to have a good day. I was going to make this happen for myself. And then you get a flat tire and that you lose your shit. Like that is you still attracting the bullshit because you were not taking it serious. Part of attraction and manifesting is letting go. Letting go, knowing that you are unbothered. A flat tire doesn't stop you. When shit like that happens to me, I'm fucking thankful. You could read Once Upon a Time, Bitches. I talk about a situation in there with our water heater. Or something was leaking in the basement. I don't know, but it saved us a fucking ton of money to catch it at that moment rather than, you know, a week went by and we didn't know. And, you know, thousands of dollars worth of damage could have happened. So anytime a situation comes at me, like I lose my keys or, you know, I get a flat tire or I get stuck behind a train or, you know, just some shit happens, I know that is the universe watching out for me. So if you can change your mindset to know, like the law of attraction is always going to work in your favor, your job is to wake up and be fucking happy. Like I wake up and I choose joy. A lot of shit has happened to me. If you tuned into my latest podcast, you know, my girls left for college. One of my dogs attacked the other dog. Like shit is coming at me. Okay. And I'm still unbothered. Like I wasn't making the best choices, but I'm also not going to beat myself up and be mad at the world and be pissed. Right. I'm going to take responsibility for where I am, what I need to do, and how I need to get back on my bullshit, right? Back on the good bullshit. Taking responsibility to know, you know, part of my choices are supported by my habits. And the habits that are going to support me having a positive day, and this doesn't have to be your schedule, but it is mine. My schedule is that I wake up and journal and meditate, and I do a quick little workout in the bathroom, just to get my heart rate going. That's my thing. That's like my way of grounding. That is my way of getting back into my body, into the present moment, into, you know, just being joyful. So all the shit that's coming in, even on the days I'm sad, I know it's okay. It's okay. Like at the end of the day, I'm not, you know, throwing in the towel. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to stop doing the things I love. There are hiccups and they're going to always come, and that's okay. Your job is to choose joy in the things that make you happy. I've been doing things I love lately. I've been doing things that, you know, I have fun doing. Retail therapy, that's always great for us, you know. Even this, like sitting down to actually get these recorded, it feels amazing. Writing emails. If you are not subscribed at brandonlinette.com, you need to do that right fucking now. I send you this beautiful email Monday through Friday. That makes me happy. I don't get shit out of it, right? You don't have to pay to get my emails. That's like literally free coaching. And the response that I get from you guys, that's the magic, right? That's kind of the payment. I know that they're making a difference somewhere, that someone's going to read that today and feel different. Someone's going to hear those affirmations and know they can change their mindset. Another really cool thing, I made my husband do this last week. We're pretty sure he had COVID. We didn't go get tested because we didn't give a fuck. But pretty sure he had it. He was home down and out, and this was his day two. And I'm like, all right, babe, it's time to step out of your environment. You've got to get out of this house, go get some fresh air. I want you to stand bare feet on the grass for as long as you can. And there's an actual scientifically proven energy exchange with your bare feet on the grass. It like rids your body of, you know, free radicals. Like there is a real physical change that takes place. So if you need to be grounded, if you need to just kind of feel back into your body, if you need a reset, this is the thing. We're fucking scrolling all day long, scrolling on bullshit. We're stuck inside. We're staring at our phone. Get out in nature, get bare feet, stand out there and let the sun just beam in on your head. And even if there's clouds, the sun is still there, bitch. Don't tell me like it's cloudy. There's no sun. The sun is still there. Just get outside and let nature do its job. It is a great balancing act. It is a great just feeling good movement. Energy starts moving in your body the way it should. So if you want to get grounded, that's a great way to do it. If you are someone that, you know, does struggle with a lot of people that are struggling with grounded, with being grounded, struggle with anxiety. And it's something that I have called into my life on numerous occasions. And even every few days, I can feel it kind of coming back in. I feel that thought of worry of like, well, what if this, what if that? And we start worrying about things that are coming, right? So I'll give you guys a little tip here. Depression is because we're looking back, right? We're looking back with regret. We're looking back with sorrow. We're looking back with just whatever. We're looking in our past too far and we have to let it go. Looking back, feeling like a victim, looking back, feeling like, you know, maybe you didn't make the choices you wanted in life, whatever that is, looking back is going to bring feelings of depression. Okay. Anxiety comes from looking to the future, worrying about tomorrow, worry about what's coming next, worrying about what's around the corner. And something that I use for myself and I tell my clients about, and it's really powerful, is when I start to feel that I want to get back in the present moment, I hit my bare feet on the grass if I can. That's the first thing. If I can't, this is still the same thing I do. And it's just a mantra chant in my head of like, I have enough time. I have enough time to do everything today. I have all the time in the world. I have all the time in the world. I have all the time in the world. I want you to start repeating that to yourself when you're starting to feel anxious or worrying about a situation that's coming. Or, you know, I get up on any given day and I freak out and think I don't have enough time to do the shit on my schedule. And then I end up doing nothing because I get so worried and start thinking about what I have to do instead of just fucking taking action. Right. So it's just a matter of, right, maybe I did wake up 30 minutes late, but I promise if I sit down and I journal and I meditate, I still have all the time in the world. I will get all the things done. You will get all the things done. It doesn't matter what happens in your day to derail that or to schedule, you know, to mess with your schedule. It's just a matter of that brain hack of like, you have all the time in the world to get it done. So manifesting, this could be like, we could talk about this every day. And I have some more tips coming now, but for today, I just want to make it clear that if you are wanting to be someone who is a powerful magnet for the universe, you have to calibrate your energy mindfully to be in the present moment every fucking day. Every fucking day. And that's playing the end game, right? People are like, how do you play the end game, Brandon? Well, that's knowing that every day I show up and I do the things that make me happy, like that compiles itself into monumental energy. And then pretty soon before I know it, 3 years have passed and I'm reaching new goals, right? Because I showed up in all the moments. I didn't make a deal with the universe. Like if you do this and you make me happy, then I'll do this. No. It's not that. It's not give me this and I'll be happy. It's like, I choose happiness now. I choose responsibility for my thoughts now. I choose to be in the present moment now. And if every day you wake up before your feet touch the ground and you set your heart and your intention for gratitude, you set your heart and your intention for living in the moment, living in the purposeful moment, you win. You win. Be in the fucking moment and tell yourself that. Let this be something that you are mindfully aware of, and you're going to feel yourself try to fight this. You're going to feel yourself trying to slip back into old habits, and that's okay. Just gently give yourself that nudge to come back to the present moment. Yesterday is fucking gone. There's not anything you or anyone else can do to bring it back. Like it's done. It does not exist. It does not exist. It's over. So You need to let it go. Whether it's you need to forgive yourself, you need to forgive someone else, you need to whatever, just move the fuck on. And there is not a damn thing you can do about what's coming tomorrow. All you can do is make decisions you'll be happy about today. And before you go to bed, ask yourself, if I did everything today again tomorrow, where would I be in 7 days? Where would I be in 30 days? Where would I be in 90 days? Where would you be in a year, 5 years? And if you are not happy with where you will be with the habits you created today, then the cool thing about tomorrow is you get to reset and you get to ask yourself, okay, what habits, what decisions, what choices can I make today that I would want to repeat forever? And we start there. Letting go of that level of perfection, knowing that done is the new perfect, letting go of that, you know, level of expectations you think all these people have on you. This is your game, your fucking rules. For myself, it's the Brandon Lynette Show. I do whatever I want. I do whatever I want, and you can expect the unexpected and not expect me to help you fit in any kind of box. You are literally creating your future right now. So take responsibility for where you are, and we go from there. Listen, bitch, I love you. I hope this episode helped you a little bit, change the way you're thinking, maybe just reinforce things you already knew, because this is shit you know inside. Deep inside, you know. You know that it's always going to come down to you being in that present moment. So maybe this was just a nice reminder for you. Whatever it is, make sure you are subscribed. Share this shit with your friends. Get them signed up. Invite them to the Facebook group. And that's it, bitch. I love you.